Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Siri. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Tina Waltz, and I've gotten several charges on my account from you guys. And I do not know why I'm getting these charges.
Okay, I can pull up your account. Give me 1 minute. What's your zip code?
95333.
And what's your first and last name?
Tina Waltz, Waltz.
And can you please confirm your address?
13179 Murdoch Street, Le Grand, California, 95333.
Okay, and I do see here you have two premium wireless earbuds.
I ordered one set of earbuds on February 19th, which the total was $30.92. In which then I emailed you guys back letting you know that one pair did not work. Then I got an email back stating that you would be sending out a replacement. Well, since then, on, let's see, was it March 1st, I got charged 40 something dollars that I ordered a pair. March 6th says I ordered a pair at 11:14 p.m. Or 6:42 p.m. at night. One night was 11:42. I go to work at 1 o'clock in the morning. I am not up at 11 o'clock at night to be ordering earbuds. And why would I order six pairs of earbuds when I only ordered initial two, which one did not work? So why am I keep getting charges for earbuds? This is a scam. I can't
So,
afford this $100 you guys have taken out of my account so far. I initially spent $30.92, which I didn't even plan on spending that. It was only supposed to be $4.95, but somehow or another, when I clicked the button okay, it jumped up to $30.92. So I agreed to that. But then now I'm getting all these other ones, and I haven't even got earbuds except for the two pair initially and the one that still doesn't work. So why do you guys keep sending me? Saying I'm ordering these earbuds. I'm not ordering them. I only ordered the initial pair.
I can explain it to you, ma'am, but you do have to let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
So you did authorize a 14-day trial once you made that purchase of $5.97 and $4.97. After 14 days of not calling back and canceling that trial, you was billed the full amount for the earbuds. Now, that $19.98. Well, let me go into these charges and explain them.
Well, you need to
This
get me off
charge.
this whatever, because I did not know there was any trial to anything. This was supposed to be an AT&T offer, rewards offer or something, I thought. When it said $4.95 and I ended up paying $30.92. Now you mean I'm going to be getting earbuds every month from you people, and you guys are going to first they start out initially $4.95, then the next charge was $40, and the next charge was almost $70? And where are these earbuds that you guys saying? I don't understand. Because you're saying on my emails it's saying your order has shipped. Your order has shipped. I didn't order any extra earbuds. If you're saying that I'm paying now the full price for them, why are you guys keep sending emails saying my order has shipped? I didn't. That's not. That doesn't make sense.
So you are saying that you meant to get one pair and not two?
Yeah, I know. What the deal was with AT&T Rewards deal? I could get one pair for $4.95, and it said at this time if I could get another pair for $4.95, which I clicked yes on it. But then it came with a silicone case for prop. That's probably what the $20 or something that made up the difference of $30, and that's all I thought I was getting. And then now, you guys, if you're, what are you saying? A trial period, so now I'm being charged the full price for the earbuds. But my emails keep saying I ordered earbuds. I ordered earbuds, and that's why you guys are charging me all these. And I didn't order earbuds, so that doesn't make any sense. If that's because the trial ended.
Well, it is because you did call back and cancel the trial, and I do apologize for that, ma'am. But I do want to note that the AirBuds gets excellent battery life, and they have clear sound quality. You can just keep
the AirBuds. Well, no, they don't, because one of them doesn't even work.
$35 discount.
One of them does not even work, so how can you say they're good quality?
Well, I would love to ship you another one, and
no,
I do
don't ship me
nothing
because you guys
are going to
charge me another $100.
Fit. I can even get you a $50 discount.
I do not want, no, I want to know what this membership is that you're saying. I want that canceled, please. You are canceling that as of this moment?
Well,
ma'am?
You are at the end of your... Yeah, you are at the end of your bill, so you shouldn't be billed anything else. So there's no need to cancel.
God, that was such a ripoff. But I want to know, okay, I'm going to read you exactly what your guys' email has said every time to me. Let's see here. And you guys are what, Top Hat Pinnacle? Who is this Prime Wireless?
Ma'am, I do understand that the email kept saying, thank you for your order, but it wasn't necessarily an order. It was really just updating you on what was going on with your account. So every time something went on with your account, like you was billed the full amount for one earbud, or and then you was billed the full amount for the other earbud, it was probably just letting you know you was just billed. For the
so
earbuds.
That rewards is not really even a reward, huh? It was just a scam.
I'm sorry?
What was the reward? So that rewards deal of $4.95, that wasn't really a reward, right? It was just a scam to get more money?
So it was a reward, but only for the first 14 days. You was to call back within the 14 days and say, hey, I don't want to pay.
Well, you guys,
I want to cancel
you know
my
what?
Account because I don't want to pay the full amount for these earbuds and have your account
well, you
canceled
know, it's funny
and
because,
you still
because
get the earbuds.
I can't. That their advertising deal of the rewards deal, it doesn't show up nowhere anymore, and there's probably a reason behind it, so I can't bring it up to see that. Where was that ever stated? Because I can't find it nowhere. Was it stated anywhere on any of these things about it being a trial period? But, okay, that's my stupidity. It cost me $100-something to get one pair of wireless earbuds, or no, $150 for two pairs of earbuds where only one worked, which I emailed you guys and told you only one worked. Did you see that on my account somewhere?
I do understand your frustration, ma'am, but I would love to
pull
up
the
website and go
though?
Over where it does say that about the 14-day trial.
Okay, where is the website? What's the name of the website?
Okay, give me 1 minute so I can look for it.
Oh, you don't even know the name of the website? You don't work with people?
Well, we are a third-party call center. We take phone calls for several different companies, not just this one. So I don't know the website for every single product that's being sold because I do take phone calls for over 1,000 products. So please excuse
wow.
me, ma'am.
I would like to know this company's exact name and their
so
website.
So the company
and their...
name is PrimeWirelessEarbuds.com.
Okay, so who is Top Hat that is taking money out of my account?
What'd you say?
Who's Top Health? Yeah, Top Health. Who are they?
Is that the name that's being labeled on the charge in your bank account?
Yes.
Right, so we really don't have any control of how it's labeled in your bank account. But
so
I can confirm
so
the prices with
is?
You and tell you what each price on your account is. But as far as how it's labeled in your bank account, not really under my control.
So you don't know who Top Health is, the people who are taking this money out of my account. But they have to be affiliated to Prime Wireless, right? Right? I mean, someone has to be letting these people know that to take this amount out of my account.
Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay. That's...
That's just the distribution name that we bill under. That has nothing to do with the product or the company.
Okay, so the product is from Prime Wireless, but the people who's taking my money has nothing to do with them. That doesn't make sense.
You're talking about how the name is showing up in your account, in your bank account. Of what's being billed.
So then,
so-and-so.
Right.
So you said, what was the name?
Top Health.
That's what we bill through. The company name is Prime Wireless Earbuds, and you was charged for earbuds. But
okay,
how
so
we bill
you are
is not... Go ahead.
Well, what do you mean how you bill has nothing to do with it? It has to have something to do with it if you're using this company to bill for your product. So I don't know if I should be called. I mean, do I, you're the one who I'm going to get to stop billing my account, or do I need to go to Top Health to get them to stop billing my account?
Your account is done being billed because you're at the end of your rebill. The full price of both earbuds was $69.87 and $49.87. That's it. You're done. You won't be billed anything else.
Okay, well, then what was the $30 and 90-something I paid originally then?
The $30 and the 92 cent was both the shipping for both earbuds and a protective silicone case. The case doesn't come with the earbuds. It comes separate. I'm not sure why, but it costs $19.98, and you need it to charge the earbuds, so that's probably why I added on to it.
Okay, but so I got two earbuds, one which does not work, and then you're saying the $49 and $69 covers the cost of those two earbuds that I got originally, plus the $30 and something. Besides minus 19 for the silicone case, right?
The $30.92 is from the shipping of one earbud. That's $5.97. The shipping of the other earbud, that's $4.97. And the cost of the protective case, $19.98, adding up to $30.92 altogether.
Okay. And then, so then I was charged for the earbuds, $49 for one pair. Right,
and $69 for the other pair. The reason why they're different prices. Go ahead.
Yeah, the pair that doesn't work, that never worked from the day one I got it.
Which I can ship you and free ship you another one.
Okay, but do you see an email that I sent you guys stating that I received them, but one pair didn't work? Because I did get an email back from you people stating that you would send me out a replacement, and then after that, all I'd done was see charges to my account. I just want to know if you did receive my email, because I'm not trying to rip you off for a pair of earbuds because they did not work.
So this is a third-party call center, man. We just answer calls. We don't have... Yeah, we don't send out those emails. We don't see those emails. We take phone calls for customer service.
Okay, but you're able to send me a new pair to replace the one that doesn't work.
Yes, correct.
And I'm not going to get charged for it.
You won't.
Okay, what's your name and employee number, whatnot, because I want to make sure I'm not going to get charged for this. But I feel like I paid this much money. I am owed that other pair of earbuds.
My name is Suri, Suri, and my station number is 9667.
9667. Okay. So as of this point on, I will not be charged nothing else from you guys, right? I'm done. You canceled the
there
whatever
was no
it was.
Canceled because you was at the end of your bill. You paid for the final price of the earbud, so you're done.
Okay, so I won't get no more charges.
Correct.
And you will send me out a new set.
Correct.
Okay, I really appreciate this. Thank you for your help. Is there a confirmation number or anything for this call that I should probably write down to?
You should get an email.
Oh, okay. I really appreciate your help then. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.